WHO official admits vaccine passports may have been a scam. Commentary: The World Health Organization's Dr. Hanna Nohynek testified in court that she advised her government that vaccine passports were not needed but was ignored, despite explaining that the COVID vaccines did not stop virus transmission and the passports gave a false sense of security. The stunning revelations came to light in a Helsinki courtroom where Finnish citizen Mika Vaukala is suing after he was denied entry to a cafe for not having a vaccine passport. Dr. Nohynek is chief physician at the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare and serves as the WHO's chair of strategic group of experts on immunization. Testifying on April 11, she stated that the Finnish Institute for Health knew by the summer of 2021 that the COVID-19 vaccines did not stop virus transmission. During that same 2021 time period, the WHO said it was working to create an international trusted framework for safe travel while EU member states began rolling out COVID passports. The EU Digital COVID Certificate Regulation passed in July 2021 and more than 2.3 billion certificates were later issued. Visitors to France were banned if they did not have a valid vaccine passport, which citizens had to carry to buy food at stores or to use public transport. But Dr. Nohynek testified on April 11 that her institute advised the Finnish government in late 2021 that COVID passports no longer made sense, yet certificates continued to be required. Finnish journalist Ike Novikov reported the news yesterday after leaving the Helsinki courtroom where Dr. Nohynek spoke. Dr. Nohynek's admission that the government ignored scientific advice to terminate vaccine passports proved shocking, as she is widely embraced in global medical circles. Besides chairing the WHO's Strategic Advisory Group on Immunizations, Dr. Nohynek is one of Finland's top vaccine advisors and serves on the boards of Vaccines Together and the International Vaccine Institute. The EU's digital COVID-19 certification helped establish the WHO Global Digital Health Certification Network in July 2023. By using European best practices, we contribute to digital health standards and interoperability globally, to the benefit of those most in need, stated one EU official. Finnish citizen Mika Vaukala created a website discussing his case against Finland's government where he writes that he launched his lawsuit to defend basic rights, after he was denied breakfast in December 2021 at a Helsinki cafe because he did not have a COVID passport even though he was healthy. The Constitution of Finland guarantees that any citizen should not be discriminated against based on health conditions, among other things, Vaukala states on his website. Vaukala's lawsuit continued on April 12 in Helsinki District Court, where British cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra testified that, during the COVID pandemic, some authorities and medical professionals supported unethical, coercive, and misinformed policies such as vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, which undermined informed patient consent and evidence-based medical practice. You can read Dr. Malhotra's testimony here, originally published on the author's Substack, reposted from the Brownstone Institute.